Welcome, LaSalle. My name is Danny Rovey, a senior of the WEXP program here at LaSalle, joined by Mr. McCabe, our Director of Admission and Financial Aid, for the third installment of our Choose Your Path Admissions podcast series. Mr. McCabe, thank you for joining me here today.
Yeah, Danny, always great to be with you here for episode three. Can't wait to get in to the high school placement test. But before we get started, I do just want to kind of remind families where we're at in the process here. As the calendar turns to October and we're thinking about what's ahead, we're 2 weeks out from our first entrance test date of October 14th. We have a second entrance test date on October 28th. When an eighth grade family applies, it's part of the application. They will go ahead and select that day. We also have a couple of specialty admissions nights that I do want to give a shout out to. That's a STEM night on October 16th, an excellent chance to meet our academic departments in science and math, our concentrations, but also our robotics team, our IT department. A lot of really cool things are showcased that night. It's very interactive. And then our Explore the Arts night on October 30th. That's a great night to hear our band, to hear from our chorus, to hear about our theater program and see a clip from last year's show, West Side Story, to meet our speech and debate team and our new speech and debate coach, and really just get a feel for how important the arts are here at LaSalle for any family interested in any of those programs. So a lot on the docket for October. So really excited to be here with you.
Of course, yeah. So October is a very, very busy month. As we talked about last episode, the VIP days will be taking place all throughout our first semester. But moving along here for episode three, talking about the HSPT. So just off the bat, what exactly is the HSPT?
That's a great question to get us started, Danny. So the high school placement test is one of several options out there for helping with high school admissions. And most schools in the Philadelphia area use the high school placement test, the HSPT, for their entrance exam. Now, the question we probably get the most in the admissions department is, you know, how do I prepare for it? Is there any test prep that you recommend? And there is no one thing that we recommend that you do. Any practice that has the HSPT name on it is good practice. We don't endorse a product or a book or a certain method, but if you're practicing, we do recommend you take a practice test. If you haven't done that yet as a, you know, a seventh grader or in our pre-seventh, pre-eighth program, there are online practice tests. You can order one, you can buy a book. There's a lot of things you can do, but definitely take a practice test. But there's no one book or method. But the HSPT is a comprehensive test that looks at verbal, reading, math, quantitative skills, and language. It's broken down into those five sections. It lasts 2.5 hours. There's some break time. So really the test between filling in the bubbles at the beginning and the wrap up, it takes about 3 hours. So it's a sizable test to sit for, right? It's a big day. It's broken down in those sections. There's 60 verbal skills questions. They test your kind of logic, your verbal classifications, synonyms, antonyms, vocabulary, those types of things. Those 60 questions get done in 16 minutes. It is really quick. And that is one of the things that I would say why practice is so important. If you're sitting there kind of thinking and bouncing off ideas, you need to move quickly. So having some pacing and understanding of where you're at in that section is really important. The second section is reading. That'll test your ability to understand, you know, integration of ideas, reading different literary and both informational techniques, texts and techniques and vocabulary. That's 62 questions in 25 minutes. Then the mathematics section is 45 minutes long, 64 questions, and that will test, you know, geometric comparisons, non-geometric comparisons, sequencing, reasoning, some basic middle school math and algebra. Quantitative skills comes next. That's 52 questions in 30 minutes. And then the language section is next, and that's 60 questions in 25. And that's testing punctuation, capitalization, spelling, grammar, usage, all of those basic elements of writing that would go into, middle school English and high school English.
Yeah, of course. Now, you know, moving on, so with this HSPT, how is it exactly scored?
It's a question we get a lot, and the shortest answer is it's complicated, but some basic things that I think every test taker should know. First, is that it scores the number of questions you answer correctly. It does not weigh wrong answers. So it is important that when your proctor says there's 5 minutes left, if you know you're not going to finish, you want to try to take your best guess and move on to the next question, right? You don't want to leave anything blank. Your raw score, the number of correct answers you get, right? So on that first section, there's 60 questions. If your raw score is, say, 48, on a normal test, if you got 12 wrong, you'd be kind of upset, right? But this then converts that into both standard scores and national percentile rankings. Those national percentile rankings tells you what the percentage of students who had scores below yours in a national sample. So one is low, 99 is high. So, right, that score of 48 out of 60 may end up on that section in the, like, 91st percentile. So you're doing really, really well on that entrance exam by scoring that on that section. It also then kind of averages those composite scores. So total cognitive skills, basic skills, and then a total composite score are computed in the same way. It gets added from all the subsections and creates a overall composite score on a national percentile, right? So if you're really strong in math but not great in reading, your overall percentile will be somewhere in the middle there. 50 is average, 99 is really, really high, and then obviously on the other end, one would be the lowest score. So really we're looking for that sort of overall comprehensive evaluation of intellectual ability.
Yeah, of course. Now, you know, a test like this, like you said, the entire process, you know, definitely over 3 hours long. And for a lot of grade school students that are prospective LaSalle students, that's something that they've never really been a part of, that type of testing environment. So what would you say would be some great pieces of advice for students that are going to be taking the HSPT?
Yeah, for our eighth graders, right? Mm-hmm. We're about 2 weeks out or 4 weeks out, depending on what day you're looking on taking it. At this time, it would be time to take a practice test, right? Prepare, do some work ahead of time so that you're kind of going in with the ability to control as much as you possibly can. In terms of, you know, cramming for test day, I would say you probably don't want to stress yourself out too much. If you haven't taken a practice test, maybe 2 or 3 days before would be a good time to do one, but like, don't stress yourself out. Cramming in, I don't feel like is going to be an effective strategy. You want to definitely feel prepared, but the most important thing our eighth graders can do is take a deep breath. It's not the end all be all of high school admissions. It is a huge part for us. It is key in our evaluation of scholarships, but we do look at the comprehensive applicant. We look at 6th, 7th grade scores, standardized test scores, 8th grade progress reports, teacher recommendation, the HSPT, right? And I feel like a number of our applicants are always nervous that, like, what if they mess up the HSPT? Our admissions team is really good at sorting through all of that data. You know, we're a great team. We've been through it before. So if your grades and standardized test scores don't match your performance on the HSPT, that's something that we'll look at and evaluate. 99% of the time, I would even say 99.99% of the time, the information like that you give us on the HSPT is an accurate representation of where you are. So to get a good night's sleep, to make sure you eat breakfast, to make sure you bring water, to make sure you read the directions, right? So much errors can just be solved if you just take a deep breath and remember to read the directions, slow down. You know, the biggest thing is the time crunch, right? But really, you want to kind of let the game slow down while you're taking that test. Make sure you're reading the directions, you're reading each question, you're pacing yourself, and then also answer every question. Make sure you can't go back once the section is over, right? That would disqualify your test score. But if you know there's 2 minutes left, take your best guess and move on. Don't overthink it, because you're not going to get any right that you leave blank, and you're not getting penalized for a wrong answer. So take your best guess and move on to the next question.
Yeah, of course. Now, you know, that was along the lines more of advice for eighth graders, but then how about further prospective students down the line? So speaking of 6th and 7th graders, what is some advice, you know, for them to prepare, even though they have some time before the physical HSPT is administered?
Yeah. I would highly recommend current seventh graders to take our practice test that's going to be administered on March 7th. Our practice test is truly practice, so it is not used in admissions decisions. No scholarships or anything will be awarded from a practice test, but it's certainly good test preparation, and parents can come to an info session on LaSalle during that seventh grade, sixth and seventh grade practice test. So both sixth and seventh graders take versions of the HSPT. Seventh graders take a full practice test. And then I would also highly recommend our summer program. We have a wonderful pre-seventh and pre-eighth program here run by Mr. Horvath, the director of the program. He does a great job of aligning current LaSalle teachers to teach that program, and a key piece is preparation for the HSPT. And you take a practice test at the end of either your 2 or 4 weeks here, depending on how long you do the program for. So it's especially good data to see where were you as a seventh grader in March, where were you as a seventh grader in summertime, right? That'll give you some good indications of kind of where you're trending as an eighth grader. And I think you'll be a lot more confident when that time comes around, right? Because we never want to crunch. So if you practice as a sixth grader, take it in the pre-seventh program, take it as a seventh grader here as the practice test, and come back in the summertime and take it in the pre-eighth program, you'll have taken 4 practice tests. That's really good preparation. And, you know, a lot of our coaches, and when I used to coach baseball here, we'd always preach, you got to control what you can control. We can't control a lot. We can't control if we get a flat tire on test day, those types of things, but we can control our preparation heading into it. So I would say take advantage of those opportunities so that you feel like you're kind of best set up for success when it comes to the eighth grade entrance and scholarship test.
Yeah, of course. That's really important. I'm just kind of speaking from the heart here. You know, I can definitely, say that the pre-eighth program was probably one of the most helpful events in the process of applying to LaSalle, not only for the fact that I got that great HSPT practice in, but I was also able to familiarize myself more with the LaSalle campus kind of ahead of time of my VIP day in eighth grade. And that was a really valuable experience for me, just to be able to kind of see where everything was laid out, kind of meet some teachers beforehand, make some connections even before I was a student here. That was something that LaSalle offered to me that no other school really had. And that was, definitely a big driving force in why I love LaSalle so much.
Yeah, thanks for that, Danny. I appreciate it. And I would also kind of echo that and say, you know, all of our entrance tests are proctored by our faculty here. They're talented, they're compassionate, they're truly LaSallian educators. So they understand you're going to be nervous on test day. They're going to do their absolute best to make the testing environment feel welcoming, and they'll feel supported, and make sure that every student is comfortable as they take the HSPT here at LaSalle, whether it's on October 14th or October 28th.
All right, well, very important day coming up, October 14th and October 28th. Mr. McCabe, thank you so much for joining me here on our third episode of the Choose Your Path Admissions Podcast.
Oh, Danny, it's been a pleasure. Love recording with you. Really excited for the rest of our season here in admission season. And I think next week we're going to hear from a special guest. Our inquiries and applicants received a view book, and that profiled 3 students and the members of the class of 2023. So next time we're going to hear from Evan Malik, who's a freshman at Notre Dame, about his LaSalle experience and maybe any advice he has for our eighth graders considering where they want to spend the next 4 years.
Yeah, of course. So a great episode on tap for next week. And thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thanks, Danny.